Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Indie Review Behind the Scenes, your Culture Shock segment. I'm Jamie, and hanging out with me is Michelle. What's up, Michelle?
Hey, just trying to get my bearings. I haven't really chatted all day. I've been in my reading. I've been in a reading cave today, and so you know how that is. Yeah, you know, so it's kind of hard to, you know, chat.
Yeah.
So I'm getting my bearings again. But I'm also trying to research. I was, you know how hard it is to find non-copyrighted pictures. So I was on there searching for some things, like on Pixabay, and I couldn't find what I wanted. So I'm in a search. Do you have any other sites that you use, you think, that has the images?
No.
I know there's Pixabay. And I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't. Yeah. I usually, when I'm doing my things, I usually use like those sites like PicMonkey and what was the other one? There was another where they have like the pre-made layouts and stuff like that. I usually use those. So.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Now I didn't know about that. Now I use PicMonkey. To, and I know everyone is going, what are they talking about? Guys, in the writer's mind, right? I'm in the middle of researching and reading, and it's just a whole lot of things here. But I use PicMonkey a lot to make my little teasers. But I was just actually looking for the high-depth images, and those are so difficult to find. But anyway, how are you? How's it going?
Oh, I've been doing okay. Then I started working on some edits today.
Oh, how was that? I mean, your own work or are you for someone else?
Yeah. CP just spread over the fifth book in my series. Going over that. I'm having to make quite a few adjustments on some things. So.
Oh my goodness.
There's a couple
of
spots
just...
in particular where I'm going to have to like really adjust it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I really wish that I could wave a magic wand and I would love editing. You know what I mean? Just love that. You know.
I don't mind this part necessarily. I mean, this is mostly going to be like, yeah, like maybe rewriting a couple little bits. Yeah,
right.
So that's not so
it's
bad.
Not too bad.
It's more, like I said, rewriting more than anything. So that's pretty good.
Well, I guess that's not so bad. I just know, I remember the process, and it's just that constant combing through and going over the same manuscript at least 100 times. Just so that when it's published, there's still an error or two that drives me crazy. You know, so.
Oh, yeah. Especially, like I said, when you notice, like, a couple little points get me in, you're like, oh, crap. That's going to change, like, quite a bit of what's there right now.
You're like,
especially a couple spots in particular, it's like, and it changed quite a bit, so that's always fun to, like, sit there and, okay, so for, like, this scene, and, like, maybe that scene, you know, so I'm basically starting from scratch.
Oh, no. You're literally rewriting.
Yeah.
I've done that. That's Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
But, so, I mean, you're busy. I mean, it's the Christmas season and everything. Are you no Christmassy novellas or short stories or anything like that? I know this is the time people
I
start.
I just re-released my New Year's Eve story.
Oh, yes.
I just put that up
very
with
cool.
the new cover, so, yeah.
How fun.
So I just put that up. Other than that, I've just been, like, I haven't really had the chance this year to, like, try and do anything. You know, to, like, try and write anything new to put out there or whatever, you know, because, like, I've been, you know, writing these couple books, and I've been, like, doing the editing and this and that, so it's, yeah.
So you've remained in this particular world, so I get it.
Yeah,
oh my goodness.
And hasn't really, yeah, left the time to, you know, sit there and maybe write a Christmas story or anything like that.
Well, I don't think I've ever written a Christmas story. You know, I see these, you know, they come out, and I don't think I've ever written. I think if I ever wrote one, it would be like Krampus, the movie. You know, because I tend to write, like, you know, dark things, so it turned out to be Krampus or something. A Christmas horror show.
Yeah, actually,
movie.
I kind of did the same thing. I kind of have, like, a couple, like, short stories that I wrote, like, a while back, like, a long time ago, that I still have to, you know, maybe go over. And, yeah, both of them were a little bit dark.
Yes. How fun. Oh, my goodness. You know, and I do. I mean, you know, I just said that, you know, I'm like you. I'm working on several projects that's really got my attention. I did submit a short story that I'm hoping that is being reviewed, and I'll know in January for an upcoming anthology. And that was fun. I did a take off the Hans Christian Andersen's The Little Mermaid. So I tweaked it. let me just put it that way. It's tweaked a lot. So yes, I put in some you know, some folklore, and you know, I changed it a little bit, you know, set it in Louisiana. So it's really cool. I like it. I don't know. I hope it gets into the anthology. But it was fun to write. You know, so that was very cool to do. Now, not Louisiana, I'm sorry. It's based on the islands in between Georgia and Florida. The Golden Sea Isles is based there. So I had fun with that.
Okay.
So that's one of the things I've done, and I've already submitted that. And then, like I said, I'm working on my other projects. So I'm like you. It's just it's like my mind is one track, you know. I'm firmly in this particular world, and so it's hard for me to look anywhere else. So I completely get it. But but yes, I'm reading, so I'm enjoying that, and you know, I'm doing, you know, I read your I love your chapter, so that's a given. You know,
and I will try to make sure that I have some of these edits out of the way so that there are a couple chapters coming on the requested day, because I'm scared now.
I put in my order, guys, and I was like, okay, you know, I've got a couple read reviews. I'm finishing up, and I should be done by Tuesday, so I will be placing my order on Tuesday. To get past the holiday and my birthday and stuff, you know, I like to prepare Jamie that I'm coming. So.
Yeah, and then I get a little nervous.
Set.
I'm like, oh crap, it's going down.
Because I started
worrying. I better be ready for this. Someone's like looking for me. You know, someone's looking for stuff here. You know, it's like, but seriously, it's like, better, you know what, I'm sorry to my muse. You know, it's like,
what?
I'm sorry I did write that book, you know, for you, but I'm sorry. I have to say something that could get me in trouble. Michelle is much better motivation. She is much better motivation for the writing. My muse.
Oh,
will,
no.
You know, sometimes she gets a little, you know, mad at me, you know, but, you know, she kind of lets me do what I do.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Oh, and all
lets
the
me
muses
do what I do.
In the
she
world.
She doesn't like it too, like, right now, you know, it's like she doesn't do that. Yeah, you know, so.
Just gently prod.
I think that helps,
yes.
So that somebody else is, like, picking up that slack and does that.
It's ready for it.
Because it keeps stuff coming.
Right. Keeps it churning, keeps it coming out. But no,
yeah.
I think it's very cool. And I'm glad that you're still writing. I'm so thankful that there's another book, you know, because I know that you, you know, and that you're going a different route now. You've even, you know, when it spins off. So I think that's
spin-off.
And I'm really
kind of
curious. Oh, go ahead. I was just saying I was curious.
Yeah.
About this, and it's hard for me to chat about it because I know I don't want to give too many spoilers because I'm like, guys, I'm like way in the future.
Yeah.
But I'm curious on just where it's going. You know, just there was one little scene that made me wonder, okay, is it going to have a it already has a paranormal aspect,
yeah.
But I was really curious what happened to a certain person in a cab. So I was really, that really got me. So I was like, this is going somewhere. Yes. Very cool.
Yeah, and I know there's another character in there that kind of like took over a little bit in the last book that you read that you're kind of like.
Yes. Yes,
you're
yes,
enjoying.
Yes,
so, yes, there's more with her coming.
Very cool. Very cool. You know, I think that, you know, I think I saw out there, you know, in cyberspace somewhere, a new release is coming, and it's based on someone wrote a book about a book. You know how we always talk about book boyfriends? They actually wrote a story of the author and the book boyfriend falling in love, you know, falling in love. And I think that's actually very cute.
I saw that writing prompt going around. So.
Yes. It was a prompt. So, I mean, just think about it. Have you ever thought about doing that prompt? That would be interesting. And I've already got, you know, one person in mind that you could go ahead and use.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Yes. You know, just with a fellow writer, you know, just send them this way. No, but no, seriously, I think that's ingenious. I really do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That
I think that would be.
That
yeah.
does sound pretty cool. I saw a prompt somewhat like that, and I kind of thought about it, but then I'm like, I don't know about me trying this.
Oh, Valentine's Day is coming up. I know, guys, I know Christmas hasn't even got here, but I'm just saying, they have the Valentine's Day things in the store already, so we can chat about it.
Oh, my God.
Yes, isn't that terrible? Stuff is on the shelf. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
But
I just got to say this. It's like, people, does the year not fly by fast enough?
I know.
Do you not wake up one day and be like, it's December? When did this happen? Do you people in the retail business have to, you know, make it seem like it's going even faster by putting out, like, decorations for, you know, say, you know, New Year's coming up when we still haven't even had Christmas.
It is, it's crazy how they do that.
I know.
You know, I mean, I know it's all about the money and the marketing and everything, but, you know, we can't even, and I can't remember, was it like this? You're younger than me, but I don't know
like
if it was
gets
like
worse,
this.
Yeah.
When I was
like
little, right.
It's worse. Yeah.
It has. I mean,
I do feel like it's getting worse. I feel like we're not, like, I feel like the holidays, sometimes they're not getting, like, their little moments.
They're not.
You know. Because you have, like, sometimes two or three things set up at the same time.
Right. You can't even enjoy one holiday before another one is here. And I tell you, and I think it is the writer's mind. It's the writer's mind. Because I see all of these things retaliating. You know, I don't know why my mind goes there. I'm like, you know, you know, all these holidays just saying, oh, hold up, well, you know, wait a minute, you know. So, but I don't know. I just thought that was crazy. But seeing Valentine's Day, I'm thinking, God, let us get to Christmas.
I know.
Let's get it. I almost forgot about New Year's. You're right.
Hello.
We do have New Year's.
Yeah, it's not even like Christmas yet. Why do we have Valentine's stuff out?
I don't even know. But, you know, but since we got it out, I could talk about it. I was like, okay, that would be a cool little novella to put out or something, you know.
I think we should have like a petition starting that people are not allowed to start putting stuff out for the holiday, you know, until the previous holiday has gone by.
I know. Citizens arrest.
We should start a petition. We should make a law.
Hey, stop it. Just stop it.
Exactly.
But, hey.
It does to me, it almost makes it feel like the year is even going like that. It adds to that sense of time flying.
Yeah.
You know?
It does, and it just goes so quickly, and you know, and I do think that adds to the more commercial feel to the season. That you know, you hear people talking about it's too commercial. And when, you know, because I do work with teens as well, tweens actually, kids,
yeah.
And you know, and even you know, so you know, I've had some say, well, oh, that I don't celebrate Christmas because you know it's too commercial.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I'm sure they're taught that, but you know, it's a shame when they can almost see the reasoning behind it because it doesn't have the magic anymore.
Yeah.
It really doesn't. How can it have the magic when you're talking about Christmas and you got Valentine's Day right there? Well, you know, or, you know, because like I said, you mentioned New Year's and I completely forgot about it because I was thinking about Valentine's Day. So, but you know, I've been saying those memes for that.
I mean, yeah, we're just talking about the other day where it doesn't seem like, at least around here, it doesn't seem like the stores are decorated quite the way they used to be.
It doesn't.
You know, like the big displays and everything.
No.
And it doesn't seem like the houses, you know, are like lit up like they used to be. You know, I mean, it just seems like so many little things like that changed.
It's like it's not even Christmas. You're right. We may on our block maybe have a couple houses. I mean, we're decorated, but a couple. And as you said, I mean, you don't go into the stores and hear the music. And I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I do still somewhat. I can still kind of tell when it's December because there is a slight different feel to it. But you're right. Not as strong as it was. And I think that's a shame because I've always loved December.
Is.
Not just because it's my birthday, but because, you know, it's just, it always had a, I don't know, it's like everyone's happier.
A special
in December.
Feel, yeah. Like with,
I don't
even
know.
Here,
they're all nicer.
In Florida. Yeah, but we're here in Florida. It's not exactly like Christmassy here. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're not going to have like the snow coming down. You're lucky if you get a couple of cold days. You know, and everything,
right.
But there's still, even so, it's still like, I could still feel like something kind of in the air in a way,
right.
But there's just like this different feel in December.
There is a difference. And you're right.
Yeah.
I grew up in North Carolina, and that's where, you know, we actually could have a white Christmas, you know, the snow, and it actually did get cold, and it actually, you know what I'm saying? But for the last, but I don't know, 10 or more, my daughter's 18. So for the last 18 years, I have lived mainly in Texas or Florida. And so I do miss that because you're right. It's just, it could be 80 degrees, you know. It could turn around and be 80 degrees on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So maybe that has something to do with it. But, you know, enjoy it. I say everybody, enjoy it. You know, I think that is what I would love to do is just enjoy the moment. I tend to always not, you know, my mind is always moving ahead or it's behind. You know what I mean? I'm thinking about, something that happened yesterday or that I got to do tomorrow. But I think if we can just learn to be in the moment, you know, whatever the moment is, even if it's not perfect, it's this moment, you know, and enjoy it. I think, guys, I think that's the greatest gift we can give to ourselves. You know, just enjoy the moment. Look, I'm enjoying this moment chatting with you, Jamie.
There you go. Okay.
There you go. I'm enjoying this very moment.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I feel like I have a frog in my throat. So, but anyway, are you reading anything?
Oh, that's okay. I've been sounding like that too.
It's like, I don't know, since Thanksgiving I've been like this. But how about yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you've been really writing, and you've been in the writing cave, editing cave.
Oh, yeah.
But any good movies? Have you taken time out for that, or, you know, a book
just,
here or there?
Right now, mostly we've just been, CP got me into Seinfeld.
Ah, I love that show.
I never watched Seinfeld. And and it's funny because telenovelas actually kind of made that happen. Yeah, because I'm following right now I'm watching I've been watching some of the novellas on Telemundo. Now I'm watching La Donna, which is about a lady who, you know, she runs a construction company, and she had all these horrible things happen to her when she was younger, and now she's sort of a bad guy, you know, looking for vengeance. And you know, then there's another one, El Chema. But you know, one day I was reading some stuff online. There's this girl, like Gringa Navarrete. She's a lawyer who learned how to speak Spanish by watching telenovelas.
Oh, my
gosh. She sits there and she writes about them on Facebook. And the one day she did a review of this one that I haven't watched, Señora Estero, where she made a Seinfeld reference. And I knew CP liked Seinfeld, so I read him that bit. She was talking about, like, how, you know, on Seinfeld, when they had that episode where George, you know, decides that he's going to do the opposite.
I love
everything.
That one. That's my favorite. Yes.
Yeah. See, she made a reference to that because she's like, every decision that these people make in Señora Estero is bad. It's wrong, and it's fantastic. It was like, but you know what? They should take a hint from George and just, like, do the opposite. Yeah, she moved on kind of like that. I read it out to CP, and just so happened, crazy coincidences happening. That's been, like, a lot lately. But it just so happened that as I read it to him, he decided to look up the show, and he happened to find that.
That's crazy.
Coming up.
Oh,
so he's
my
like, God. Oh, you got to watch this episode. So I watched that episode, and now I am hooked.
Yes, they're hilarious. Oh, my gosh. I love them all as a unit, but my favorite would be Elaine and George, as if I had a pick.
You know,
but they all work so good together.
You know what?
How about
my
you?
Favorites are Elaine and Kramer.
Really?
I love Kramer.
My husband loves Kramer, too. I mean, I liked him. I think the show wouldn't work without him, but he wasn't one of my favorites.
Well,
no,
I don't think the show would work without any of them, really, because
that is true.
We were watching a couple of the very early episodes that came on.
Yeah.
They didn't have Elaine in it.
And
I'm sitting there, I'm watching, and I'm like, okay, you know what? There's something that's just not quite the same.
Right.
You know,
they needed Elaine.
Of course, it was a pilot episode. It was the first few episodes. A lot of shows start off like that. You know, they're slow. They don't quite feel right. You know, they're trying to find themselves.
Yeah.
You know, but I definitely think that having those four people together made a huge difference.
They did. And they were just,
just
a show literally about nothing. And I think it's genius. And I don't think it's been done or anything near it since, because it's so real life.
Well,
the things they talk about are the things I've thought about, or I've talked to friends about, or I've experienced. It's crazy.
And I have my two favorites right now. The one where Elaine's in the bathroom stall.
Yes,
and the lady has no squares to spare.
Yes.
I loved that ending. where she, you know, spoilers, guys, if you haven't watched Seinfeld and you don't want to know about anything, you might want to just go out for now. Just a warning. I just want to warn you. But it's like at the end when she like meets that girlfriend of Jerry's and she realizes that that's the lady.
Yes.
And she runs in there and then she, you know, is hiding in the stall with all the toilet paper. Just watching her say, you know, just like, hey, I know you. Yeah, honey, and I know you. And then she, like, just runs out of the bathroom with all the toilet paper and drops it on Jerry's table. And she just has this, like, combination of psychosis and pride on her face.
Yes!
And that, like,
insane.
I just lost it on that one. And the other one that, like, absolutely killed me was when Kramer decides to play the movie phone guy. When people like keep calling his, for some reason they're calling his number instead of the movie phone number, and he decides to play along with that and like help people out, give them the information at the end when the when, you know, Kramer's sitting in his apartment and you hear hello and welcome to your worst nightmare, Cosmo Kramer. That just like killed me. I laughed so hard. And Soupy's like, I don't think I've seen you laugh that hard at anything.
They're funny.
I just lost it because it was like, it was just like
I
awesome.
That's
I
one
know.
Of my favorite shows. It wasn't like my favorite, but I like, what was it when George's father did not believe in, he created his own
Festivus.
Holiday. What is it?
A Festivus for the rest of us.
Yes, and I've got some issues with you, or something like that.
I've got a lot of problems with you people. And just like, and only like that show and only that family could actually have a holiday where you begin it by telling people how annoyed you are with them.
Yes.
And how badly they have disappointed you. I mean, that can only, like, happen in George's family, you know?
And it makes sense, you know, yes.
I mean, who opens a holiday with the airing of grievances?
They're so funny. That is a funny show. And I think, I don't know, I love them all. Like you said, I really, if you take any of them out, it does, there's a gap, but I love George. He is so, he's so psychotic,
he
but he's just so, I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, I love him, you know. Yeah.
And you know what? That show is actually a great example for writers out there.
Yes.
And that, you know how, you know, because like, look at this show. That was, like, so popular, and so many people love it, and they still watch it, and they still laugh at it today, but not a single character on that entire show was even remotely likable.
Not one. They were
maybe
all,
Jerry
all
a little
terrible.
Bit. Like, Jerry was, like, one of the more normal ones of the group, but they were all, like, horrible people.
They really, really are.
They were all terrible people that were not very likable, but somehow you like them.
You like them.
And that's like proves that you can
they didn't have these
off,
great.
You don't have to make all your like main characters like these awesome, likable people.
No. No, you can. I mean, you know, there isn't pure, you know, pure the white hat heroes or, you know what I mean? So, I you know, give them a little bit of more complexity or whatever. And also with these characters, there was no great story arcs. It was just literally the little things that made the story work. I tell you, it's genius.
Yeah.
How they did make the story literally about nothing the entire time, and it carried you the entire. So I think this would be one of the character-driven, right, plots.
Yeah.
You really watched this because you love the characters. There was no plot.
Yeah, so, exactly. There really isn't like a. I mean, there's plots to the episodes. Things happen in the episodes, but there's like not this over
massive, expansive
thing about
story
like,
arc,
the,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wonder,
you don't have like
ever
that season
again.
Story arc.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean,
maybe.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if anyone could just do that. Can you write a book
yeah.
and it literally be about nothing? But I mean, I say try.
Yeah.
I mean,
have unlikable characters.
Yes.
You know, it's
that
like,
is
you,
a
you, like,
great. And the people that was in their lives weren't that likable normally
yeah.
either. They all had
and
issues.
And
all their
yeah.
girlfriends and friends, they were terrible.
Oh my God, yeah. Most of their like other people were like crazy too. Yeah.
They were awful. I'm like, oh my God.
Like that girlfriend of Jerry's I mentioned before. It was like,
yes.
Oh, I have no squares to spell.
I guess, girl.
No, I can't spell yes. square. I need this tissue.
It
you
is
know,
awful.
It's like they're all like some they. They almost all have like some kind of neuroses or some kind of like
some kind of
just
psychotic
really nasty side to them. Yeah.
Now there was one where Jerry had a girlfriend and she was good, but I think that was the basis of the show. She seemed too perfect, you know. She, you know, remember
yeah.
she gave
oh,
charity.
Was.
She, you know, all of this stuff, and I
don't,
can't remember though. Some I think something
sure
was wrong with her at the
that.
End. Oh, okay. Well, I won't say anything, but yeah.
yeah, I'm not sure
but,
if I saw that one yet or not.
Yeah, you'll see
I'm
it.
Just getting
she
into
seemed
it.
Perfect, but I do think she
yeah.
had. I can't remember now. I think she had an issue. So
yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a great show, and I do think writers
oh,
could
yeah.
actually look at that show and get some
yeah.
great
right.
character sketches and profiles. Seriously, guys, you could really get some great profiles
yeah.
from that show.
Or the. But there was that, there was Susan, too. She
yes.
was overall a pretty good person.
She was actually normal, kind of.
Yeah.
And she was just
but
a decent
of course,
person.
George being George. Yeah.
He killed.
Of course, George being George, he couldn't deal with that.
I don't know how far you are, so I won't go too far. But, yeah.
Oh,
I
watched
don't know.
That one. I saw it.
So you
I
know
saw
what
that
happens
one
with...
Where
so you know
yeah,
what happens
I saw
to
what
her,
happens
right?
with
okay.
her. I saw what happened to him after when he
oh
realized everything he could have had.
Yes.
yeah, the,
yes.
yeah,
of course,
but,
I think she
like,
was the best one out of all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
yeah.
is just that character that, you know, he's just like, he cannot stand it. If
when things are
going
too,
right, apparently, you know,
that's what
like
I'm saying.
So, yeah,
and that is, I think, a true mental, you know, a psychological type of syndrome.
Yeah,
he has to create drama in his life, you know, in order
yeah.
to feel like things are normal. So, I mean, guys,
well,
I think
growing up in his family, that kind of makes sense, right?
It makes sense. And Jerry, in his own way, I would say, is somewhat normal.
Yeah.
I mean, overall,
yeah.
I mean, he's a little fastidious, you know.
He's the most normal of the four.
Of the four, you
yeah,
know,
he
I think.
Like
he
seems like the nicest
he,
and the most normal of the four of them, but even he's kind of like,
yeah.
okay. He,
even
he
if
he
got a
really,
problem with me, he,
yeah.
how good can he be? Can he can pick put up with them? No, I'm just joking. yeah, you know. So you're right.
Well,
I think that
yeah.
is a great story to watch if you want to get character profiles. Because from them to any of the guest stars, you know, anybody in their lives, there's something that you could probably draw from.
Yeah. Well, not even that, maybe even necessarily. It's just like that it gives you that, like, little bit of hope there where, okay, well, you know, maybe, you know, these characters aren't, like, the nicest characters. Maybe they're not the best characters, but you know what? It's like I could still, you know, get somewhere with this.
Right.
You know, it's like.
Because they're not horrible, you know.
It shows you that you don't necessarily have to, you know, stick with that, like, the hard and fast rules.
Right.
You know, when it comes to, well,
right.
every character, you know, your main characters have to be likable. They have to be this. They have to be that. You know, it's like this shows you that that's not always the case and that you can
no.
do something different.
Yeah. I mean, and I think it does take it takes good writing to be able
oh,
to
yeah.
take a character who's not necessarily the most likable, but to have the reader
mm-hmm.
still invest in them. Now, I don't know
yeah.
how they would have translated to a book. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we like them because we see them and they're
oh, yeah.
funny and the actors bring that. So I think it
oh,
would
yeah.
be a challenge
yeah.
as mm-hmm. to write a book. You would really have to do some good writing. But it can be done. Like you said, it can be done.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And that's a great challenge to the writers out there. You know, write a character
mm-hmm.
may not be the nicest, but see if you can get the readers to be invested
yeah.
in them. So I think that would be cool. I may
right.
try my hand at it. But I mean,
there
you know,
go.
And I yeah. Never know.
Yeah.
How fun. I love that show. See, now I'm going to go back
yeah.
and start looking at it again. Because we actually have them on, you know, DVD and all that. So, but I need to go and find
yeah.
that show. And I think it's in Netflix, too. Is it? I have to look. I don't know if it is. But I got to find it now. So, anyway.
Right. See, that's like the fun part, though. Guys,
what?
Like, you can just learn so much.
From anything.
Yeah, you know, from, like, the other things you read, like, from watching shows and stuff like that. You know, I mean, you can just
yes.
learn so much. You know,
and I think this was so
stories.
Fun being a writer, you know, because
oh, yeah.
we do learn from every aspect of life. We literally, mm-hmm. I mean, no matter the job, no matter the person, we can learn from that because we create our own worlds. And I think, you know, I think someone once said that writers, like, they're the only ones that can have a mental illness. I don't know if it's true. Mental illness, and it'd be okay, and it'd be acceptable, you know, because they have all these different voices in their head,
yeah.
you know. So, it's okay. So I think that's great. And you're right. I think I never really looked at it that way until you said how great they would be for character profiles. That is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. I've learned something tonight, guys. That is a great show to get some characters from. Awesome. See,
yeah.
Jamie always learns these great things when she watches television, like telenovela. She writes this awesome series. And then she looks at Seinfeld and comes up with this wonderful advice for writers. You just, I don't goodness.
And these are the kinds of things that, like, Suki and I sit and, like, talk about.
See?
We do kind of sit around and talk about that stuff, like, well, here's proof right there that not every character you write has to be, like, completely likable.
That is so crazy. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
We said that about, like, the Golden Girls, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
because
they,
like,
all had their issues.
Yeah,
even
most of them were not particularly likable people either.
I mean,
you know,
Rose,
I mean,
was
Rose,
pretty likable.
In a way, she's almost the worst of them. Yeah, because she would sit there and she'd be like, "Oh, so nice. I'm the nice one. You know,
yeah.
But yet, yeah, what'll happen to you if you beat her at a game or something?
That's true. She could go vicious. She could go a little bit. That's true.
Or,
I love
yeah.
that show.
She could get, like, that nasty thing going, like, very quickly. Or,
very
like, that
quickly.
One episode where they're doing, like, Henny Penny, and, you know, she's sitting there, you know, like, ready to, like, blow the whole thing up. No, we can't have an ending like this. We can't have an ending like that. No. But that's how the story ends. I don't care. We can't do this. You know, and she's, like, on stage, like, trying to get the kids to clap to change the ending of the show. And then when they didn't do it, she's like, I want you to know there's monsters under all of your beds. And, you know, it's like,
oh.
My God, lady.
She's a perfect character to look at. Whenever you see a good, and I know I've said this a long time ago, but like John Travolta, for those that remember, or people like that. I mean, I went old school. I just went really old school, guys. I just show my age. But people that play these incredibly nice parts, you know what I mean? These roles
yeah.
or, you know, these incredibly, just they just seem so sweet. And then they
mm-hmm.
do something really, really scarily vicious. You know,
yeah.
that's a good way to show some contrast in your characters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, really. I mean,
yeah.
you know, I've seen
yeah.
how many times I've watched Stafford wives or whatever. You know, these people are just perfect, and they're the really scary ones. So, I mean,
exactly.
There's so many ways to play with your characters. Really, you know, they're perfect, and they're the scary ones. So I really think that is awesome ways to play with characters. Character dynamics, how they interact with one another.
Oh, yeah.
It's so fun. You know,
these are the kind of conversations you get in House of Writers.
There you go. How
these
can
are the
we
kind of
mess up the norm?
Look into the writer brain right there, guys. You know, it's like, this is what we do. This is what we... We actually sit there when we're watching like something like Seinfeld, and we like have all these little things, you know, going through our heads about it. And then we're like, we see like people that appeared on multiple shows, and then all of a sudden we have this whole like storyline made up about how the shows crossed over.
That is so true. Oh my goodness. I mean, we just can't look at something and it just be what it is. We've got to make a whole history, back history, character, you know, breakdown of what, everything that's happening.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
It's fun being a writer.
It is.
It's fun being a writer.
And, you know, guys, if you haven't checked out any of those things like that, if you haven't checked out, like, some of those shows, go watch them.
Yeah.
Trust me. They're good.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And if you're a writer, just look at it as homework, you know.
Research.
You know, research. That's what I'm thinking. I can't even think of the word. Research. It is research, guys. Inspiration. I love it.
Yeah. So, guys, I guess that's about all the time we have tonight. So thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us, for, you know, hanging with us while you get this look into our, like, crazy, scary writer brains at times. And, you know, we hope you guys have a great weekend, a great holiday coming up. And we'll see you next time. Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for hanging with me.
Oh, have fun. And so I guess you should be getting back to the writing cave, right? I'm just saying.
Yes, I should. Yes, I should.
Right.
I'm on a deadline.
You know, it's all in love. It's all in love.
I
love that.
Okay, inspiration, motivation. There you go. Take care, guys. Bye.
Bye. Good night.